Speaking at the 43rd Annual J.P. Morgan Healthcare Conference, Mayor Daniel Lurie spotlighted what he called a public safety and moral crisis unfolding on the streets of San Francisco. Untreated mental illness, addiction, and a system that struggles to intervene before people hit rock bottom. Now, a new bill authored by San Francisco Assemblymember Catherine Stephanie aims to strengthen court-ordered assisted outpatient treatment, or AOT, by allowing involuntary medication when medically necessary. Supporters emphasize this would apply only to people under a court order with legal oversight and medical approval, and this is meant to stabilize patients, not punish them. Under current law, courts can order treatment, but not the medication, which is often essential to make treatment work. Stephanie says that gap fuels relapse, repeat crises, and keeps people cycling between the streets, emergency rooms, and jail. She calls the bill a public health solution and a critical tool for first responders who are often left with nowhere else to take people in crisis.
Today, with their support, I'm announcing legislation to strengthen court-ordered assisted outpatient treatment because we know right now our system is not working. So we have a situation where courts can mandate so-called treatment but can't actually mandate treatment like necessary medication that provides the relief that is desperately needed. And the result is predictable. People fall off their care plans. They deteriorate. They cycle again through our emergency rooms, psychiatric holds, jails, and back out onto the street. This is not compassion. It is failure. And this bill fixes that gap.
The proposal builds on Mayor Lurie's broader Breaking the Cycle strategy, which focuses on treatment-first responses rather than incarceration. Lurie points to expanded 24/7 psych crisis stabilization centers and new recovery-focused housing programs as proof the city is scaling up care, but still facing limits in how far it can go legally. San Francisco Board of Supervisors President Raphael Mendelman says the bill offers a middle ground.
This law is not about conservatorship, but in an indirect way, it is. It helps San Francisco address two needs. Some people are very, very sick, but cannot recognize their own illness and do not recognize that they need to take medication to not descend into a spiral that will land them on that relentless merry-go-round that Assemblymember Stephanie was talking about. These folks may not need a full-blown conservatorship, and we certainly do not have the beds or the staffing capacity to provide full-blown conservatorships for all of those people. So this is a lesser, less intrusive intervention to get medical care through assisted outpatient treatment to people who could benefit for it. It helps us address a second need as well. I said we don't have the resources that we need at the county level for all of the folks who would benefit for and qualify for a conservatorship. That is just true. My 7.5 years on the Board of Supervisors show me that we are leaving people out there who would meet LPS standards for conservatorship, and right now they are rotting and in many cases dying on our streets. Do we continue to say we're going to do nothing for these people, or do we try?
State lawmakers backing the bill argue that doing nothing or relying on jails has become the default, and it's failing. Senator Scott Wiener noted that in Los Angeles, the county jail has effectively become the largest mental health provider in the country, a reality he calls unacceptable. Clinicians and advocates also say the bill could help families desperate to keep loved ones alive long enough to stabilize and recover. Angelica Almeida is the Chief Integrative Officer and Clinical Psychologist at the Zuckerberg San Francisco General Hospital and Trauma Center.
Allowing for medications under certain circumstances in AOT provides an opportunity to help people get better without requiring them to be in horrific situations and requiring hospitalization first. It gives families their loved ones back. As Dr. Castillo noted, this bill will improve the effectiveness of the assisted outpatient treatment program by allowing a critical tool and best practice to be provided to those in need.
As San Francisco continues expanding treatment beds and crisis services under Mayor Lori's plan, this legislation could determine how far the system can go in turning care into recovery. For KPFA News, I'm Shania Anderson.